Mr. President, it is a pleasure for me to congratulate you on your election at the head of this second PrepCom for the 2020 NPT Review Conference. I pledge to you that the delegation of the State of Qatar will offer you all necessary cooperation in order to achieve success in this session. The delegation of my country joins the statement made by the Arab Group as well as the NAM Group. Mr. President, at the outset, I would like to speak of the national and regional as well as international efforts made by Qatar to promote regional and international peace and security. Indeed, Qatar has joined all weapons of mass destruction conventions on nuclear, chemical, and biological chemicals, as well as internationally banned arms. And Qatar joined the Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons and has joined the Protocol on Small Quantities with the IAEA in 2009. This was done in implementation of Article 3 of NPT. It ratified also the CTBT by Emiri Decree 54 in 1999. Furthermore, Qatar joined the Convention on Material Protection of Nuclear Material in 2003. It ratified that agreement in 2014. In the same year, Qatar adopted the Treaty on Nuclear Terrorism. Furthermore, Qatar has made constant efforts in making legislation on the national level to implement its obligations under these conventions. It issued a law on export controls on nuclear materials and how to deal with such materials. In order to avoid such hands, material falling in the hands of criminal groups. The international situation is very serious and dangerous. Conditions are getting worse as many states now believe even more in the importance of nuclear weapons in military doctrines, which may lead to a disastrous nuclear accident. These negative developments require international multilateral diplomacy to take steps in order to reduce this tension and restore confidence in international action to achieve international peace and security, and most notably in nuclear disarmament and the arms control. In spite of 50 years having passed since the adoption of the NPT and UN efforts in this regard, we find that we are still very far from achieving concrete progress in the three pillars of the NPT, and that is due to the discriminatory nature of these provisions. Recently, there has been a surge in the development of nuclear weapons instead of their full dismantlement, while the international community has insisted on the danger that these weapons constitute to the international community, as was seen in the conference that was held on the prohibition of nuclear weapons for the first time in Oslo in 2013 and has become a conference that is held annually in various states. In view of the disastrous effects of nuclear weapons and the threat aligned with it, however, nuclear weapons continue to need international negotiations. Qatar is one of the countries that adopted the Austrian pledge, and we cooperate with all stakeholders in order to prohibit nuclear weapons and eliminate them and free the world of nuclear weapons. The General Assembly of the United Nations adopted Resolution 258/71 in December 2016, with the positive vote of 113 countries on the need to negotiate the full dismantlement of nuclear weapons. All countries were encouraged to participate, and the UN conference was held to negotiate a legally binding instrument to prohibit nuclear weapons in New York from the 27th to the 31st of March 2017 on that matter. That conference reflected the urgent importance attached by members of the Organization of the United Nations to the importance of achieving progress in nuclear disarmament. The need to establish a binding agreement on the prohibition of nuclear weapons. On the peaceful uses of nuclear weapons, the state of Qatar considers very important to develop nuclear programs in line with international safeguards agreed on with the IAEA to have maximum nuclear security and safety, as well as radioactive security and safety for the countries of the region. Mr. President, the hopes that are attached to the 2020 REFCON relate to the fact that the elimination of all nuclear weapons is the only guarantee against the use or threat to use of nuclear weapons. The treaty to abolish nuclear weapons that was adopted at the United Nations and agreed to by 122 countries and the signature to which has been open since the 20th of September 2017 is in line with the aspirations of Qatar aiming at the elimination of weapons of mass destruction, including nuclear weapons. In view of the letter of the Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, in the ceremony of signing the Convention on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, and I quote, there are still about 15,000 nuclear weapons that exist. We cannot allow these terribly destructive weapons to continue to threaten our lives and the lives of future generations. End of quote. We wish this second PrepCom every success, and thank you, Mr. Chair.